Joining us on the line right now for the latest update from Lansing is Michigan Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist. Good morning, sir. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me back.
We wanted to get you in this morning because obviously there are constant updates. It's a fluid situation with COVID-19. The big news out of Lansing having to do with everybody that has kids, knowing now that K through 12 face-to-face is off for the rest of the year with the governor's executive order. But what are the latest updates to pass on to folks in our audience this morning that have kids now that are going to be home now for the rest of the school year?
Well, we certainly want everyone to understand that that's an action that we took in the interest of the public health and the health and safety of not only our kids, but also our education professionals and leaders. To know, though, that every school district is not going to be working really hard in partnership with the Michigan Department of Education to ensure that there's a plan so that your kids can still have some kind of learning happening at a distance. This matters to me on a personal level as a parent of twin first graders. We're trying to figure out how to create those experiences. We also recognize that different districts and different families in different districts are going to have different needs. So one of the things that I've been taking the lead on is making sure that kids will have access to internet-enabled devices and internet hotspots if they don't have access at home. Right now, about 480,000 kids across the state, especially in our rural areas, don't have devices and don't have internet access. So we're trying to solve that problem working in partnership with the intermediate school districts and the private sector. But we want to make people know that kids are going to graduate. No kid is going to be held back just because of COVID-19. And we're going to get through this together. I actually have been encouraged by the creativity shown by a number of districts across the state, across the lower and upper peninsulas. And I think that our education system is actually going to come on the other side of this even more enhanced, because now teachers and professionals will have had this professional development experience of learning how to facilitate learning at a distance, and it's going to make our education system stronger.
We're talking with Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist this morning. When you talk about the distance learning component in higher education, that has been something, especially Northern Michigan University in Marquette, has been a leader with that. Do you feel that this kind of technology now, because of having to have it happen, is going to trickle down into the K through 12 system? And what impact would that have on rural places such as us in the UP?
I think that certainly is an opportunity. We need to figure out, though, how to make sure that students with special needs, for example, can still get the supports that they need. And so there's going to be a lot of innovation in this space. And, you know, Michigan, with our diverse districts, we have some very rural districts in addition to our urban ones. You know, hopefully I think that can lead to our Michigan education leaders creating some models that can be emulated really around the country. So I'm excited about that. NMU's leadership also extends beyond distance learning and also to providing internet access for people across the UP and across the Northern Lower Peninsula. That model is really important at a time like this when, as I mentioned before, a lot of households don't have consistent access at home, and it's very difficult for kids to learn at a distance when they don't have that in their own homes.
It is an important part of the entire process of working our way through this whole COVID-19 matter. Garland Gilchrist, Lieutenant Governor, joining us this morning. Lieutenant Governor, what are we going to see? What are we going to hear out of Lansing today? What can you tell us? What's in the docket? What are you working with the governor as we continue with the continuing changing situation?
Well, this situation is not only evolving, but it's also becoming clear every day that this impacts pretty much every area of life in ways that we may not have previously thought about or considered. This situation is showing us how connected we really are as a people, how our individual actions have an impact on our collective community health. And so one of the things that I've been working on is how we can make sure that even the smallest businesses in our community, the businesses that so many of us rely on and depend on and care about, that we see on our local main streets in our rural communities as well as in more densely populated ones, making sure that those businesses have a pathway to be able to survive this unprecedented and impossible to plan for crisis. And that's why today we're announcing the Michigan Paycheck Protection Program. And that program is for the smallest businesses, sole proprietorships, individual LLCs, any businesses that are less than 500 employees can apply for this. And when they make a commitment to keep or rehire their employees quickly at the same salary level, Small Business Administration will not require them to pay back the loans that they're receiving from the program. Working with lenders and CPAs across the state to make sure that businesses can prepare for this. And so we're going to be launching a website a little bit later this morning where folks can get information and start the application process on that.
Well, we appreciate you giving us a few moments out of the very busy schedule that I know you are running, and we are always here to help get the word out on the latest information from the state as we are adapting and evolving with COVID-19. Best of luck to you and your family, and we will talk with you soon.
The same to you, yours, and your listeners, and thank you everyone for staying home and staying safe, and we can get through this together and save lives.
All right, thank you. It's Michigan Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist with us this morning. If you missed any of that,